from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
At RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Sri Mulyani named best finance minister in Asia Pacific. ICPF exhibition records 10 billion rupiah transaction. Those are the lines. Now the news in detail. I'm Dalat Pani. For the second time in a row, Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati was named the best finance minister in Asia and Pacific for 2018 by Hong Kong-based financial magazine Finance Asia. It views Mulyani as being successful in driving Indonesia's economy to a better direction, the finance ministry noted in a statement on Monday, April 16. Mulyani is believed to have successfully capitalized on global economic progress to reform the financial structure in 2017, so it could survive when the interest rates rose in the United States. Finance Asia lauded Mulyani's leisure-like focus in increasing tax revenue, which sets her apart from her counterparts across Asia. Her focus on increasing tax revenue was aimed at reducing dependency on commodity sales that often fluctuate depending on the global prices. The magazine believes that the female minister had managed to maintain stability in state expenditure, as is apparent from the lower budget deficit of 2.5% as compared to the initial projection of 2.9%. The government is also viewed as being successful in maintaining the stability of inflation and the rupiah exchange rate. Indonesia's gross domestic product reached $1 trillion for the first time, with stable economic growth of above 5%. An exhibition in Indonesia Creative Product Festival 2018 by Indonesian state-owned enterprises, which is incorporated in National Publishing and News Corporation, which took place in Kuala Lumpur from April 13 to 15, managed to record transactions of 10 billion rupiahs. As reported by Antara News Agency, Chairman of the Indonesian Creative Product Festival 2018, Ahmad Fahroji, when delivering the closing report in Kuala Lumpur on Sunday, said of the total, direct transactions amounting to 5.5 billion rupiahs out of upcoming transactions, such as booking 400 mini tricycles that are being negotiated. He said the purpose of the exhibition is to introduce Indonesian products abroad. In addition, Kuala Lumpur was chosen as the place for the exhibition, which was attended by 80 small and medium enterprises assisted by Indonesian state-owned enterprises and Papua Working Group, because Kuala Lumpur is close to Indonesia and many Indonesians live there. Indonesian state-owned airport operator PT Angkasa Pura II is in the process of acquiring land for a third runway at Soekarno-Hatta International Airport in Tangerang, Banten, to boost the airport's capacity to 100 million passengers by 2025. Angkasa Pura II President Director Muhammad Awaluddin said the 2.6 trillion rupiahs, or about $189 million, project was designed to increase the takeoff and landing frequency to 114 movements from currently 81. Awaluddin said in a statement on Sunday that the construction of the third runway will boost the aircraft movements at this airport. The third runway would be built on 216 hectares of land, of which Angkasa Pura II had so far acquired 115 hectares. He added the acquisition of the remaining 101 hectares was expected to be completed in September 2018. Meanwhile, Indonesian Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi said the government supported the expansion of the airport with the construction of key infrastructure projects. He said the construction of the key projects at Soekarno-Hatta Airport will certainly improve services for the airlines and passengers. Angkasa Pura II is in the process of constructing the first phase of the East Cross Taxiway to connect the existing North and South runways to increase airplane mobility and thereby boost movements to 86 per hour. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The National Disaster Management Agency, BNPB, has officially established April 26 as Disaster Preparedness Day, or HKB. It is based on the condition of Indonesia as a disaster-prone country. Head of BNPB, William Rampangele, on Sunday, April 15 in Jakarta, said Indonesia is difficult to escape from natural disasters since it is surrounded by Pacific Ring of Fire.
Kita tahu juga bahwa negara kita ini dilalui oleh cincin api Pasifik.
We also know that our country is passed by the Pacific Ring of Fire, so that 150 million of our people live in earthquake-prone areas, 60 million live in flood-prone areas, 40 million are vulnerable to landslides, 4 million are prone to tsunamis, and 1.1 million live in volcano-prone, so at all times they are under threat. William Rampangele said disaster management is a common responsibility of the government, society, and business world. Therefore, BNPB specifically held HKB commemoration, which was also attended by those elements. BNPB itself believes the HKB makes all elements of society more responsive to overcome the problem of disaster and disaster management. Through this HKB activity, William expects to save more Indonesian lives from natural disasters, especially to reduce the impact of disaster that he thinks is very complex and multidimensional. Fish Quarantine and Quality Control Center of Padang, West Sumatra, said that tuna from the province is exported to Japan and the United States every month by PT Dempo Andalan Samudra. Rudy Barmara, head of Fish Quarantine Station for the Quality Control and Security of Fishery Products in Padang, Sunday, April 15, said the company annually exported 2,000 kilograms of fresh tuna to Japan and about 1,500 kilograms of frozen tuna to America. He explains Japan wants fresh tuna and that has been cleaned, while America asks for frozen and dissected fish in different sizes. According to Ridley Barmara, every fish management unit and that conducts export quality must have hazard analysis critical control point document. In addition, the company must also have a health document of fish and fish products to be sent. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Marine Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan said working with foreign investors could boost investment and spur growth in many sectors such as employment, gross domestic product growth, and economic growth. Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, through his written statement received by Republika Online in Jakarta, Sunday, April 15, said Indonesia's cooperation with China is, among others, to encourage business relations between the two countries in the national interest. He gave an example, the current cooperation with China, which is boosting the economic growth in Morowali region, Central Sulawesi. The location of Morowali industrial area makes economic growth increase by 60%. Minister Luhut said, in the future, cooperation with China will be enhanced in infrastructure, construction, railway construction, toll road, automotive products, real estate, power plant, iron and steel. Indonesia is trusted to host a junior-level bridge championship for Asia-Pacific entitled Asia-Pacific Bridge Federation APBF Open Youth Championships 2018 in Bogor, West Java on April 13 to 20. This year, according to Eka Wahyu Kasi, the chairman of Indonesian Bridge Association, PBGAPSI, there are seven Asian-Pacific countries took part in the event, including Indonesia.
untuk tahun ini itu diikuti oleh 7 negara. Negaranya adalah Australia.
7 countries participated this year, namely Australia, Chinese Taipei, Hong Kong, China, the Philippines, Thailand, and the host Indonesia. We open great chances for athletes from across the country to participate, and we send almost 12 teams into full categories in the event. The full categories in the APBF Open Youth Championships 2018 are junior under 26, girls under 26, youngster under 21, and girls under 21. Ekawayu Kasi also said BBKFC did not send their national training athletes in the event because the national training athletes were focused on Asian Games 2018. That was the news.
Commentary. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. The title of today's commentary is Indonesian Readiness to Host Annual Meeting of IMF and World Bank. This week, sprint meeting of IMF and World Bank Group will take place in Washington, D.C., the United States of America. This meeting is a really regular thing for the IMF and World Bank because it is held every year. But for Indonesia, this meeting is something special because it is related to the preparation of Indonesia to host the annual meeting of IMF and World Bank Group in October. Indonesian team led by Coordinating Minister of Maritime Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan attended the meeting. In addition, Minister of Communication and Informatics Rudiantara and Director General of Public Communication and Information at the Minister of Communication and Informatics, Niken Widyastuti, were also present at the meeting. The annual meeting of IMED and World Bank Group 2018 is very prestigious for Indonesia. The place is in Nusa Dua, Bali, and will be attended by about 15,000 participants and supporters. Some time ago, Managing Director of IMED, Christian Lagarde, came to Jakarta in a bid to carefully check the Indonesian preparations to hold the IMF World Bank's annual meeting. She appreciated all aspects that are very well prepared by the organizers in Indonesia. Besides, she also checked the area to be used for the IMF World Bank annual meeting at Nusa Dua Convention Center in Bali. As we know, Indonesia is believed to host the implementation of the IMF World Bank annual meeting in October 2018. This great event will be a moment of business and tourism promotion to delegate guests, estimated to reach more than 15,000 people, consisting of finance ministers, governors of central banks, bankers, and CEOs from around the world. The current condition at Bali is very safe. Mount Agung has stopped erupting. Everything has been prepared carefully by Indonesia, including security guarantees. Indonesia will implement extra high security standard for the meeting in Bali. Currently, one of Indonesia's best elite forces, the Special Force or Kopassus, is ready to safeguard unexpected happening in the next meeting of IMF World Bank in Bali. In addition, there is also the detachment of Jala Mangkara, which is a special amphibious force. As for the National Police Polri, Indonesia has a special detachment, Act 8 anti-terror, which is highly respected. Thus, it is hoped that the participants who will participate in the annual meeting of the IMF World Bank 2018 can either attend the meeting or enjoy the beauty of Bali, which is well known as the God's Island. Bali is unique, interesting, and sophisticated. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program Today in History of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Well, we start for an event on April 16, 1917,
when Vladimir Lenin returned to Petrograd from exile in Finland. Vladimir Ilyich Lenin, with original name Vladimir Ilyich Ulyanov, was a Russian communist revolutionary politician and political theorist. His returning from exile was the turning point of Lenin's struggle in Russia. Then Lenin held revolution, which finally dropped the Russian Tsar Empire. After emperor and his family were killed, Lenin was installed to be the first prime minister of Soviet Union, the first de facto state head of Soviet Union and creator of Leninism. The name of Lenin was actually pseudonymed and taken from the name of Lena River in Siberia and used when he was still an activist. Like many Russian people, Lenin came from a different tribe. He has Kalmyk blood, which was inherited from his father's parents. And from his mother, he was inherited with blood of Volga German. Besides, his parents are Jews. Vladimir Ulyanov, alias Lenin, was baptized in the Russian Orthodox Church. The next event was in 1951 about Kopassus. Kopassus, Komando Pasukan Khusus, or in English means Special Force Command, is an Indonesian Army Special Force group that conducts special operation missions for the Indonesian government, such as direct action, unconventional warfare, sabotage, counterinsurgency, counterterrorism, intelligence gathering, and special reconnaissance. Kopassus was founded in 16 April 1952. It gained worldwide attention after several operations, such as the Indonesian invasion of East Timor and the release of hostages from Garuda Indonesia Flight 206. The Special Force, spearheaded some of the government's military campaigns, putting down regional rebellion in the late 1950s. Operation Trikora Western New Guinea campaign in 1961-1962. The Indonesian-Malaysian confrontation from 1962-1966, the massacres of alleged communists in 1965, the East Timor invasion in 1975, and subsequent campaign against separatists in various provinces. Kopassus is alleged by national and international media and human rights affiliated NGOs to have committed violations of human rights in East Timor, Aceh, Riau and Papua and Jakarta. Notably, in the Western press, published articles in the mainstream media may include epithets such as the notorious Kopassus. And the last event is in 2007, Virginia Tech Massacre occurred. Virginia Tech Massacre occurred on April 16, 2007, at the campus of Virginia Polytechnic Institute and State University in Blacksburg, Virginia, United States. Shun Hui Che, a senior at Virginia Tech, shot and killed 32 people and wounded 17 others in two separate attacks. Another six people were injured escaping from classroom windows, approximately 2 hours apart before committing suicide. At the time, it was the deadliest shooting carried out by a single gunman in the U.S. history. One of the victims was from Indonesia, namely Partahi Mamora Halamuant Lumbaturan from Medan, North Sumatra, a doctoral student at the Faculty of Civil Engineering. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with a regular segment, My Indonesia, which today is entitled Moody's Improve Indonesia's Ranking into a Stable Outlook. Rating agency Moody's Investor Service or Moody's upgraded Indonesia's sovereign credit rating from a BAA3 positive outlook to BAA2 stable outlook on April the 13th. In a press release, Moody stated the key factor supporting the decision was a credible and effective policy framework assessed conducive to macroeconomic stability. Increased foreign exchange reserves and the prudent application of prudent fiscal and monetary policies strengthened Indonesia's resilience and capacity in the face of external shock. On the fiscal side, the government is considered capable of keeping the fiscal deficit below the 3% limit since it was enacted in 2003, a deficit that can be maintained at low levels and supported by long-term financing can keep debt burdens low, reducing financial needs and risk. On the monetary side, Bank Indonesia has shown a track record in prioritizing macroeconomic stability. The implementation of a flexible exchange rate policy and more effective policy coordination between Bank Indonesia and the central and regional governments is considered capable of keeping inflation at a fairly low and stable level. Bank Indonesia is also increasingly active in using macroprudential instruments in the face of turmoil. Improved external positions and increased foreign exchange reserves reinforce resistance to potential external turmoil. Meanwhile, the Governor of Bank Indonesia, Agus Martowardoyo, on Friday, April the 13th, as released by Republika, stated, with the improvement of rating to the level of BAA2 by Moody's, it means that Indonesia has been recognized by 4 international rating agencies as one level higher than the previous investment grade level. The rating is the highest ever achieved by Indonesia from Moody's. According to him, it is a great achievement in the middle of the continuing global economic uncertainty that affects economic development in the region. This can be realized through the consistency of Bank Indonesia's efforts along with the government in maintaining macroeconomic stability and financial system. Agus Martowardoyo explained, in this regard, Bank Indonesia will continue to be aware of rising global risk and optimizing the policy mix, which includes macroprudential policy and deepening financial markets in maintaining economic stability. This will be the cornerstone for the creation of stronger, more sustainable, and inclusive economic growth. Moody's had earlier upgraded Indonesia's sovereign credit rating outlook from stable to positive, simultaneously affirming the rating of BAA3 or investment grade on February 8, 2017. That was My Indonesia Today on Moody's increases Indonesia's ranking into stable outlook. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Here is news in brief. I'm Dalat Pane. For the second time in a row, Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati was named the best finance minister in Asia and the Pacific for 2018 by Hong Kong-based financial magazine Finance Asia. It views Mulyani as being successful in driving Indonesia's economy to a better direction, the finance ministry noted in a statement on Monday, April 16. An exhibition, Indonesia Creative Product Festival 2018 by Indonesian state-owned enterprises, which is incorporated in National Publishing and News Corporation, which took place in Kuala Lumpur from April 13 to 15, managed to record transaction of 10 billion rupiah. As reported by Antara News Agency, chairman of the Indonesian Creative Product Festival 2018, Ahmad Fahroji, when delivering the closing report in Kuala Lumpur on Sunday, said, of the total, direct transactions amounting to 5.5 billion rupees out of upcoming transactions, such as booking 400-minute tricycles and that are being negotiated. Indonesian state-owned airport operator PT Angkasa Pura II is in the process of acquiring land for a third runway at Soekarno-Hatta International Airport in Tangerang, Banten, to boost the airport's capacity to 100 million passengers by 2025. The National Disaster Management Agency has officially established April 26th as Disaster Preparedness Day, or HDP. It is based on the condition of Indonesia as a disaster-prone country. Fish Quarantine and Quality Control Center of Padang, West Sumatra said the tuna from the province is exported to Japan and the United States every month by PT Dempo Andalan Sumatra. Rudy Bambarmara, head of Fish Quarantine Station for the Quality Control and Security of Fishery Products in Padang, said the company annually exported 2,000 kilograms of fresh tuna to Japan and about 1,500 kilograms of frozen tuna to America. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Marine Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan said working with foreign investors could boost investment and spur growth in many sectors such as employment, gross domestic products growth, and economic growth. Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, through his written statement received by Republika Online in Jakarta, said Indonesia's cooperation with China is among others to encourage business relations between the two countries in the national interest. Well, listener, that was Nice in Brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Enting Geti from East Java. Stay tuned. Listeners, East Java has various kinds of typical foods which have been well known, such as pecel, rawon, rujak cingur, and many others. Besides those foods, East Java, especially Blitar, has snack, namely Enting Geti. Listeners, Enting Geti is traditional snack from Blitar, which has made from peanut, sesame, and palm sugar. The food is usually served in the feast day or wedding party to welcome the guests. Savory flavor of the peanut, which mix with sesame, give sensation, which is a little bit different. The taste of savory, crunchy and sweet palm sugar is mixed in one to make the snack always be interested in not only by Blitar people but also tourists who come to this town. Listeners, Enting Geti has special and durable taste, so the snack is suitable to be souvenir when having holidays in Blitar. Enting Geti is usually produced in Kademangan district, which is located at the middle of Blitar Regency. It is very easy for the producers to market throughout the Regency. The traditional snack will taste delicious when being enjoyed along with kopi when being relaxed. Listeners, the process of making enting geti is quite simple. Firstly, peanut is fried without cooking oil until it is well done or the color of the peanut changes to look brown. Afterward, the fried peanut is lifted and mashed roughly. Then you prepare palm sugar, granulated sugar, and vanilla to be mixed together and add little water. This is cooked while stirring until the sugar dissolves to thicken like syrup. After that, the peanut is put into the thickened sugar water and stir in order the dough is blended and thickening. Then the dough is put in a pan which has been covered with oil paper. Then it's flattened. After the dough is dried, cut it into pieces as you like the size and the taste. The price of one portion of enting geti varies from 5,000 rupiah until 35,000 rupiah. Listeners, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Enting Geti from East Java Province. Thank you for listening.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia along with the Language Development Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is lokasi, or in English, location. Stay tuned. Next is a conversation about lokasi or, in English, location. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly, twice, and you can follow after me. The conversation between tour guide and Tony at Prambanan Temple.
Candi apa yang ada di tengah?
Candi Siwa.
Lalu, candi apa yang ada di sebelah kiri Candi Siwa?
Candi Brahma.
Oh, di mana Candi Wisnu?
Candi Wisnu ada di sebelah kanan Candi Siwa.
After we listen to the conversation, now I'll introduce some vocabularies, idioms, and sentences related to the topic today about lokasi, or in English, location. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Candi. Candi, in English, temple. Apa nama candi yang di tengah? Apa nama candi yang di tengah? In English, what is the name of the temple in the middle? Sebelah kanan. Sebelah kanan. In English, to the right. Sebelah kiri. Sebelah kiri. In English, to the left. Candi Wisnu ada di sebelah kanan Candi Siwa. Candi Wisnu ada di sebelah kanan Candi Siwa. In English, Wisnu Temple is to the right
of Shiva Temple.
Listener, to mention the position of building or anything else, you can say A ada di sebelah kanan B. A ada di sebelah kanan B. In English, A is to the right B. Or A ada di sebelah kiri B. A ada di sebelah kiri B. In English, A is to the left B. To ask about something based on its position, you can say, pohon apa yang ada di belakang candi? Pohon apa yang ada di belakang candi? In English, what is the tree behind the temple? Listen up, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for your listening clearly, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Candi apa yang ada di tengah?
Candi Siwa.
Lalu, candi apa yang ada di sebelah kiri Candi Siwa?
Candi Brahma.
Oh, di mana Candi Wisnu?
Candi Wisnu ada di sebelah kanan Candi Siwa.
As an exercise, please send us your voice recording in Indonesian language to our email address at voi@voinews.id. There will be interesting prizes for the selected senders. Please say your name, your address, and your favorite food. For example, Selamat pagi, nama saya Tina. Saya berasal dari Indonesia. Makanan kesukaan saya, nasi goreng. Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today's edition. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. Sampai jumpa. Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello listeners of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we present Kroncong Song by Waljina. Listener, let's listen to the song entitled Sekuntum Bunga di Puncak Kiri by Waljina. Happy listening.
Puncak kiri, ku pandang.
Just listen to the song Sekuntum Bunga di Puncak Kiri, an original Kroncong song. In the works of art such as poetry or song lyric, the word of flower often describes a woman with all its beauty and gentleness. This song seems to imply the meaning about a person's admiration to a woman, one to hugs and cares, but it is impossible. The song Sekuntum Bunga di Puncak Kiri is a beautiful and poetic song by Waljina, an Indonesian Kroncong singer from Solo, Central Java. Waljina, who was born in 1945, is known as a Kroncong singer, especially in Javanese Kroncong songs. Her singing ability has led her to hold the title as the Queen of Kroncong. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Asmara by Waljina. Enjoy the song.
Mm-hmm.
There's another original Kronchong song that tells about the beginning of love until finally they engage. Listener, while Gina started her singing career after she won the singing contest entitled Ratu Kembang Kacang in 1958. She also won Bintang Radio Singing Contest in 1965. Earlier in her career, while Gina launched the compilation album with other singers, namely Alingo Boboyo Margo album in 1968 with Annie Kusrini and Sri Rahajeng. Many albums of Waljina were accompanied by Bintang Surakarta Kroncong Orchestra, led by Waljina herself. Waljina had a duet with Mus Mulyadi, also known as the Crocodile of Kroncong. The song Walang Keke has brought her name popular in Indonesia, besides the song Jangkrik Genggong. Waljina also often dedicated the songs composed by Gesang, Anjarani, and Ismail Marzuki. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Meratap Hati and Nona Manis by Waljina. Happy listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.